Football debates, hot takes, and analysis our way. With compas and a carne asada, this is Football Asada. Welcome home.
Yo, 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 you guys know what time it is, and if you don't know what time it is, I'm going to tell you what time it is. Football Asada, episode 28, the boys coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, Corona, California.
I'm from Dago.
And Watson, Hollister, California. No more Watson.
No, I'm still Watson at all, bro.
And you know what we're doing. You see the jerseys.
Let's start with Diego with the best European team in the world.
Yeah, bro, that there.
Right here, baby.
Looks like a French team. You could pass off. It's Athletic.
I'm telling you, it feels weird because it's not like Nike or Adidas. So like the fucking, it feels like weird, but it's nice, honestly. It's
the Birma.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this is, but it's fire. Trust.
Hat trick, Chris. With, come on, bro. How many times do we have to tell you? That all that stuff is cursed.
What do you mean?
It's all cursed, bro.
Someone has to rock Mexico here, bro.
Yeah, there's four Mexicans on here. One of us should. German.
Real Madrid, 2011-2012. La Liga title winning jersey with Mourinho. 100 points in that league title win. 9 points ahead of Barcelona. I love this jersey. White and gold. It fits perfectly. Ronaldo on the back. Perfection. Hey, Real Madrid are getting a jersey like this next year, but it's yellow, I think, instead of gold. But it kind of looks like gold.
Looks nice.
Yeah. Looks fire, though.
Then we got Javi with the...
The real UCO winners.
Ooh. Oh, early. Okay.
Bayern Munchen. Hot take. That's a hot take. You know, this is last season, I think. I got this for $45 at the Adidas outlets out here in LA, so...
Hey, yeah. We got to talk about what happened in Liga MX real quick, because Saturday was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yo, bro.
The America Leon game.
Right? Yeah. No mames, bro.
Yo, like, Javi, we got to ask Javi. He's a Leon fan, bro. How were you feeling and what were the emotions during the game? Because that was insane.
First of all, I know I'm going to have a wave of Americanistas everywhere coming at me. You guys always get favorable results. I don't care. Like, the Azteca pesa for you guys because the refs help you guys out. It's,
okay.
Come on. Come on. Anyways, I don't know what happened between Larcamón and Tano.
Dude, that shit was crazy, bro.
Tano, if Larcamón really insulted your mom, that's, I can't lie, that's fucked up, bro. Like, Larcamón should not be insulting nobody's dead mom.
Oh yeah.
But Leon had a 1-0 win. Platanito scored. Should have made it 2-0 at some point. But, you know, Joel Campbell comes in, sometimes doesn't. Came in clutch this time, so. It was, that knee to the balls, dude.
Oh, yeah, the referee.
That was so wild, bro.
The referee got suspended for the rest of the season.
Is that the first time ever, just in history, not even Liga MX, like a ref hits a fucking player? Like,
not the first time, but in Liga MX, it's been a while.
If you play Sunday leagues, bro, you have the refs taking out pistols because the whole team wants to beat
Bro, you have players running after the ref the whole field, bro. They're running 100 yards chasing the referee, bro. That's how the Leon game was, but...
Bro, you just see them running for their fucking lives, bro. It's hilarious, bro.
Bro, Sunday league's fire, bro. The chelas after. The cooler on the side. The uncle who's just watching, he brings all the chelas, bro. Corona.
They fucking drink halftime, bro. It's fucking crazy in Sunday.
They shotgun it. Hey, bro, but Leon should have had like 3 goals in the first half.
Yeah,
they were smacking them. Dude, I was like, it's going to be 3-0. They finally scored. Then America turned it around because the referee didn't check Israel Reyes hitting it with his arm.
Yeah.
It was a handball. And then they score 2 minutes after. And then everything... Hell breaks loose.
Such a crazy game. Honorable mention as well to Atlas Chivas. What a classic.
Oh, that was a good game, that bro. 3-3, bro.
Hey, Alexis Vega, no sé, la verdad, te lo voy a decir if he watches this. No sé lo que tomaste, güey. No te hubieras tomado ese vaso.
He spit it out, bro.
He spit it all out.
Era agua de riñón. That was piss.
You think so?
How much is the average beer in like a Mexican stadium?
It wasn't that much. I went to Azteca. That shit was like $3. $4.
That's not bad.
But like for Mexico, I mean, it's like, what, 60 pesos or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah, you're not going to buy it's like 60 pesos. You don't spend 60 pesos and just go throw it at Alexis Vega. You want to drink it first. And then what happens when you drink? You got to go to the restroom. And what happens when you got to go to the restroom? But you don't want to miss the greatest Clásico in recent times.
The most important thing that game, though, Diego Coca needs to do everything to get Quiñones to play for the Mexican national team, bro. He was doing everything, bro, sending some crazy passes. He scored a doblete. We need Quiñones on the Mexican national team. He can play the nine or an attacking mid position. I think he'd be good for the national team.
I've seen rumors.
He can already do it, bro. If he wants to play for Mexico, he's been in Mexico for 5 years. So... just one llamada.
Quiñones is our Randy Rosarena. Randy Rosarena. He's going to be our Randy Rosarena. We want him.
That'd be pretty sick, though. But it's so funny, though, because Alexis Vega scored right when he scored for the third goal, right? I just go on Twitter and Chivas just type out Nalgon Vega, bro. That shit was funny, bro. Like, they literally fucking call him Nalgon even on their own team, bro. That shit's funny, bro.
The iconic celebration against Atlas, too.
It was against Atlas. That shit was funny, bro. Imagine you would have pulled it off again. That would have been funny.
He got a yellow card this time, too, though.
Yeah, he got a yellow.
Chris, before we move on to UCL, you're the Chivas fan here. What do you think about that 3-3, bro?
I think it was an instant Clásico, to be honest with you. The game had pretty much everything. Golazos, celebrations, beer drinking.
Nah, I don't know. That's not beer.
That was not beer.
Hey, me and Diego took an L, though.
Yeah, we did take an L.
How did Pumas lose to Querétaro?
Dude, that shit was crazy, bro. Hey, fucking Mohamed wasn't even the fucking coach, right? He wasn't even down there.
He wasn't there.
So, I mean, fuck, bro. Querétaro, really, bro? At least my boy Rubalcaba played. It was the first game in like fucking this. It was the second time playing this whole tournament, bro.
You didn't even have to bring that up, bro. You shouldn't have brought it up. We don't need to talk about how everyone played that game. We don't need to talk about it. But Barcelona and Real Madrid won by a lot this weekend. Benzema scored a hat trick. Ramadan Kareem, different timing. Hat trick in 7 minutes, I think it was. Insane.
Bro, these guys are crazy, bro. I don't know how they do it, like with the whole fucking Ramadan. They turn different, like fucking, they're just fucking beasts, bro. I swear, last year too, there's people beasting, bro.
I think a club in France didn't allow their keeper to play because he didn't want to break his fast during the game, so the coach left him out of the squad.
Let's get to what we are, the UCL, the most prestigious club tournament in the world. Let's start off in theme with who we are. We got a Mexicano in there, bro. We got El Chucky Lozano playing quarterfinals with Napoli against a team they just lost 0-4 to over the weekend.
0-4.
Napoli were the home team, so it's 0, but, Napoli.
Yeah.
I just say 4-0,
bro. 4-0.
4-0. They lost 4-0,
but,
dog.
But, there hey, we go. I think my team for this Champions League, since Barca's out, it's Napoli, bro. I want Chucky to lift up fucking Champions League, bro. I really want him to. But Osimhen's injured, bro. He's going to miss the first leg against Milan. And they just lost 4-0. It's not looking good, bro. What do you guys think about that shit?
Let's talk about Milan for a quick second. Because, Leao, is it Rafael Leao? Rafael Leao. On fire this season, bro. Breakout kid. He's, like, definitely one for the future. He's, what, Portuguese? Bro, that's, like, one of the futures. Along with someone else. Well, we'll get into him later more in depth. But along with Gonzalo Ramos, who's with Benfica, also in quarterfinals, Portugal goes looking pretty stacked post one of the greatest of all time.
That's why I told y'all Portugal have a chance to win the 2026 World Cup if everything's clicking. But back to Milan, I like Leao too. I like how he attacks players, he attacks defenders, he always wants to be a threat. And he scored twice against Napoli. Chucky Lozano came on in the 70th minute. Couldn't do anything. Politano stuck up the field for 60 minutes, bro. Didn't do anything. I don't know why he starts over Chucky. I like Chucky more. But hopefully this is a wake-up call for everyone on Napoli because they can't be losing 4-0 in the first leg without Osimhen, bro. They're going to be out.
Chris, what's up with Naples, bro?
Are we getting to the predictions yet?
We're going through the game.
Let's go through the game first.
Well, you think you guys covered the game already. There's not really much to it. They got fucking their ass kicked at home. But... that's what I was asking if we're going to get into the prediction, because I think in the end, that might be a good thing. I think it might, because like, I think if Napoli would have won or like if they would have just would have drawn, they're just going to go into the Champions League tie like, oh, we got this easily. And then imagine if that shit would have happened, like that wake-up call like in the Champions League, they would have been out after one game. But it happened now, so you're like, all right, it happened. We can get that out of the way. We can like review the film. I don't know what they do out there. Like just like we'll revisit the game plan and make sure it doesn't happen again. Because now they're aware, like, okay, AC Milan does have the firepower to beat us. If we're not fucking up to our A game, we can lose. Like we can. So I think it's actually a good thing that this happened. Like for Napoli's sake, I think it's more positive than negative.
I'm actually kind of scared for Napoli. I think they're even now that Osimhen. is out for the first leg because Giovanni Simeone isn't that good as a false nine. Playing the nine, I did not like him playing there.
But the first leg's in Milan. You probably want to go more defensive anyways.
I don't think Napoli have played defensive this year, though. That's the thing. They always go attacking. You can't leave Kvaratskhelia on, like...
After what just happened? I would think they're going to change their game plan. They're not just going to, we're just going to play the exact same way.
I think it's just one of those games where, a top club just gets embarrassed. I mean, Real Madrid, it happened to them last year, too, around the UCL when they were going to play in the final to Barcelona. They lost 4-0, then we ended up winning it. I think Napoli are still going to take the tie, but I'm kind of worried now because Giroud, Brahim Diaz, Leao clicking. That's a problem. Giroud can score from anywhere. We know. He should have at least 3 Puskas by now. He has one.
Well, Napoli doesn't shy away from having a good defense. Matias Oliveira has been freaking beast for Napoli this time around. They've been super solid. I think he's played 25 games?
Can't forget my brother, Kim, from Korea. He's a tank. Every club in the Premier League want him.
He came from playing in the Chinese league, right?
Came from Turkey.
Turkey. Bro, that's crazy, bro. This was one of the best center backs at the moment, bro. That's crazy.
Signing for 15, 20 million?
Yeah. Oliveira hasn't played. That was looking at the wrong stats. He's played 6 games with Napoli in the UCL. And you can't forget about Giovanni Di Lorenzo, bro. He's been beast for Napoli, bro. And, I mean, Italy is Italy. They suck. But Di Lorenzo is, super good. Played 8 games for Napoli this time.
What do you guys think then? Get into the prediction then. What do you guys got? AC Milan and Napoli then? You guys are hyping them up.
I got AC Milan and Napoli tying in the first leg 1-1. And then I have Napoli baptizing them at Naples 2-0, 3-1.
I got Milan beating them at home 1-0. And then Napoli coming back 2-0. So it'll be 2-1 aggregate.
Napoli has, in this season, I'm going to come up with the stats today. 25 goals scored. And the UCL, 6 conceded. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard for Milan to... And I don't know how many goals Milan has scored this season, but... Yeah. And the UCL. But it's going to be super hard for Milan to score. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's super hard to play in Milan, bro. Have you guys seen that atmosphere in Milan?
I think it's just tough to play in Italy, bro. You have so much hate coming towards you.
Let me drop the prediction. It's a 1-0 win for Milan in Milan. And then I'm going to say a 3-1... win for Napoli and Naples, and we're going to go 3-2 tie.
Ooh, Napoli okay.
Advances.
Ooh, okay. Chris?
I think it's going to be tighter than that. Pause. But
Pause.
Yeah, I think it's going to be... I think if this game in the weekend didn't happen, I think Milan probably was going to win this tie. I was honestly going to pick an upset. I was going to pick Milan to upset Napoli. Uh-huh. But because Napoli just got slaughtered 4-0, I think it's going to be a perfect wake-up call. So I think the first leg is going to be a 1-1. And the second leg, I'm going to go with Napoli 1-0. I think both games are going to be very, very defensive. And teams are going to be very, very cautious. So I'm going to go on overall 2-1 Napoli. And Napoli will have a Mexican in the Champions League
semifinals. Do you guys think Chucky scores?
No. Has he scored in the UCL? I think he has 1 goal this season. No,
I'm gonna say he does. I think they're gonna key in on Maradona and Osimhen, especially in the second leg. I know Osimhen's not there for the first one, but for the second leg, they're gonna concentrate on them too. I think Chucky will nab a goal. I don't think he's a top priority for AC Milan's defense. We need to cover the
You think Chucky's going to get past Theo Hernandez once?
But Theo Hernandez likes to attack, bro. He's going to be up the field a lot.
But Chucky likes to defend.
I mean, I guess they're both going to be hugging each other the whole game.
I think Chucky's more in his own half than the attacking half the whole game. If we counted,
yeah,
he would be more minutes on the defensive side.
It's because Chucky has to defend, I feel like, because when it comes to attackers, it's the fucking...
Kvaratskhelia.
Yeah, Kvaratskhelia and usually Osimhen.
Well, it's not Osimhen now.
But now it's Osimhen.
I'm going to say he does get one.
That's going to be the good match.
I think that's the game I want to see from this side. Because the Benfica Inter is I think it's an easy win.
No, I think that's the most even game out of them all.
I'm just saying the interesting matchup while we were on the conversation of players is going to be Rafael Leao versus Kvicha Kvaratskhelia. I'm sorry, bro. I'm still learning to get your name right.
That's true. That's going to be a good match.
That's going to be a good one, bro. They're both on fire in Italy. Fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Chucky, I think Chucky gets an assist. I don't think he gets a goal, though.
Assist, I could see definitely happening. He had one the other day. It was an amazing assist. I forgot to who it was.
If he scores, the vibes will be immaculate on Twitter.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
I do need a Chucky. He already got one. I need another Chucky man of the match.
Oh, I love that picture, yeah. Bro. That little trophy.
That picture is fire, bro. I love it, bro.
That's just dude, so we're flexing fun. UCL trophy or man of the match performances. We're so desperate for anything.
Hey, fuck all right,
let's move on to the next game. Let's go to Inter Benfica.
Inter Benfica.
I think this is the most even game, bro. Because then you have on Inter side, you have two strikers who on one day can either score anything put in front of them, or on another day you have La Caca and Lautaro Martinez who played for Argentina at the World Cup. And the Lautaro Martinez that played for Argentina at the World Cup is complete dog.
Both of them, Lukaku did horrible. He did horrible.
He is the reason why Belgium lost in the group stage. He could not finish at all against Croatia. I don't know what he was shooting at, but he was out there moving like Raul Jimenez.
Yeah, no, literally, bro. It was bad. But I think I got the guy. I got Inter, but Benfica does have their goal scorer right now, fucking Gonzalo Ramos.
Not just him, bro. They have eight goals and an assist. João Mario.
But his five of his goals, I believe, are pens. Five of his goals.
He stat padded against Club Brugge.
But it's okay. It's okay. He's very good. Another Portuguese, bro.
What for? They're a Portuguese club. They got Rafa Silva.
Oh, yeah.
World Cup winner Otamendi, who for some reason still plays good.
I don't think this is going to be close at all, to be honest. I don't think it's the matchup of the week. I think Inter Milan is one of like the most, like, I saw a tweet yesterday of like the big teams. They're one of the ones that have the most losses in 2023. Like, it's them, PSG, Liverpool, and I forgot who else, but
Chelsea.
They're like,
probably Chelsea.
They have 10 losses in Serie A, which if I'm looking right now, like from 10th place and up, they're tied with like from 10th.
And check this out. Check this out. Benfica has lost one game this entire season. One game.
Damn, that's crazy.
All competitions, like they're 10 points clear in the Portuguese league. That one loss the entire season, and in Champions League, 6 wins. 2 draws. They haven't lost a single game in the champion. They played PSG twice. Didn't lose.
I think it smashed
in the round of 16, bro. Like they have one loss in what, like over almost 40 games.
It's because Inter are 0-4 in their last 4 games, and tomorrow they play Juventus. So it may be 0-5. They haven't won in 5 games.
They're
going
to go into it like with no form.
But that may give them motivation because Inter did knock out Barcelona from the UCL, and you guys know the UCL is a different competition from your domestic league and your domestic cup. Look at Real Madrid. I mean, we're 15 points behind and we're still the top contender, I think, in the UCL. That's why I'm never going to count on Inter because they have the firepower to beat Benfica 3-0, I think.
I think they could do that.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, Benfica have only scored 2 less goals than Napoli, who's clear contenders for the UCL. In the UCL, I'm talking strictly UCL stats right now. And have conceded 2 more goals than Napoli. But they haven't. They scored 2 goals per match in the UCL right now, an average of like, I don't want to get too like 2.88, but 2.88 goals per match. That's their average right now. That's pretty fucking good. And like we just talked about all their attack, bro. Like they're all like in sync. Gonzalo Ramos, like all of those guys are like perfectly in sync compared to like Inter, who I think like we just discussed, constantly dropping stinkers, bro. I think Benfica has the edge on this one.
All right, so I think aggregate, let's go into our predictions, I think.
I'm going to go with the 2-0 both legs, I think. Benfica 4 cruises 4-0.
4-0 aggregate? Wow.
4-0.
Ooh.
I might give you one gentleman's goal, bro. 4-1. 4-1.
Who scores the gentleman's goal for Inter?
Barella.
Barella? Okay.
I'm gonna go Inter, bro. I think they're gonna win it.
What?
I'm gonna go Inter. I think I'm 1-0 first game, and then second game is gonna finish 1-1. 2-1.
Okay, I'm gonna go into this looking at what Benfica have done in the UCL. They did not lose one game yet, I think. They topped a group over PSG. They sent Juventus to the Europa League. They played Club Brugge and destroyed them. They're going to play Inter right now. I think it'll be close, but I got Benfica winning 2-0 on aggregate. 1-1, 1-0, and 1-0. But it's because I don't think Inter are going to score because Benfica have a talented 19-year-old center back, Antonio Silva. Portugal just keep putting out talent. They have him, Gonzalo Ramos. They got a solid defense if he's, you know, being commanded by Otamendi and Grimaldo. So I'm going to have to give it to Benfica. Benfica, Napoli semifinals for me.
That'd be a good. I feel like that's a good semifinal.
Check this out. We got like Inter has Edin Dzeko, who, I mean, if you know, you know, that was a streets will never forget guy. Like, Edin Dzeko in his prime was scary, bro.
Yeah.
World Cup winner Lautaro Martinez.
Yeah, but he was a fucking fraud at the World Cup, bro. He was Higuain 2.0.
Even against, who did they play? Curaçao, he missed in the first minute.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible. That was horrible, bro. That shit was horrible.
I'd rather take La Caca than Lautaro. I don't know what happened to his mindset, but ever since he went to the World Cup, he's been out of it.
Well, actually, Lukaku is actually the striker with the least minutes in UCL with Inter. He only has 59 minutes.
Bro, just listen to what Inter be saying to their players. The owner said Lukaku needs to lose weight. And Lukaku's the heaviest player, I think, in the whole world. He weighs like 190 pounds, I think.
No, wait, 190. He's probably more, bro. He's
like 220, like I think it was.
He's like 6'4". He's 6'4 or some shit.
I swear to you, I looked it up. I'm not body shaming. I'm just saying it's so crazy that Lukaku weighs more than Akinfenwa.
Akinfenwa was built though. Akinfenwa was built.
Was like a big.
Yeah,
boy,
but muscles like heavy though, so it's like surprising, like, you know, because he was like big body Miyagi. You know what I'm saying? He was out here flexing his biceps and anything on the field.
I think that's what makes Lukaku though, like him being big. Because have you seen those? Yeah, have you seen those?
Also messes up his shooting though. I think he's just terrible at shooting. So let's go on to the next game, which I was trying to talk about. Yeah. Which one? These two are spicy.
Wait, I want to get through one of them quick because the one of them is a little more debate. This one's quick. Wait,
who did Javi? Who did you pick? I didn't even hear you.
Oh, sorry. Benfica's going through. Yeah, Benfica's going through.
Three. So I'm the only one with Inter? All right, hey. Watch. Inter's taking it. Trust me.
3-1. Actually, 3-1 aggregate tie. Benfica's, they tie 1-1 in Italy, and then 2-0 in Portugal.
Wait, hold up. We got three Benficas against Napoli in the semifinals and one Inter and Napoli semifinal. Football heritage in the semifinal. That wouldn't be bad. Inter-Napoli, that would be nice.
Can we go to this one? This one's quick. Real Madrid-Chelsea. It's Real Madrid. They're passing.
Yeah.
Chelsea's not doing anything. Chelsea's not. 10th place in the Prem. They just sacked Potter. Who are they? They don't even know. We don't even know who they're bringing on right now. I heard they're talking to Luis Enrique.
And Nagelsmann. But if they sign Nagelsmann, they have to pay Bayern a fee. So I don't know. And they still got to pay Graham Potter what he deserves because they broke the contract.
How much is it? It's a lot, right?
It's like 8 million, I think. And Benzema's coming into the quarterfinals with 3 goals in his last 2 games. He baptized Liverpool. You have Vinicius Jr. with 9 goals and assists in the whole competition. Mm-hmm. I just don't see how Chelsea are going to win.
Yeah, I don't see Chelsea winning, bro. There's no way.
Chris has a hot take face. Oh, my God.
I think this is the closest matchup just because if you couldn't watch much. Because like Chelsea, they're absolute dog shit this season, right? But yeah. That's always how they win the fucking UCL. Like, they're not even the best team in England, and they'll fucking somehow win the UCL with some bullshit run.
That is true, because look, yeah, in 2012, they won the UCL, and they finished 5th in the Premier League, or 6th,
exactly,
I think. They were going to qualify for Europa League. 2020, COVID.
And I don't even remember when they finished in the league in 2020, but they didn't win the league.
No, they were top 4, I think, but no. That's when they were, like, mid-table because Lampard left. And Tuchel came in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he carried them. And that's why they're saying Tuchel is a knockout coach. So I'm kind of worried about Bayern. But who do you guys have winning? I got Real Madrid going through. I think Chelsea will score because they have Havertz, Joao Felix. Mudrik can score, but we'll see if he finally does. He can't shoot, though. But I'm going to say Real Madrid 4-1.
Yeah, I think Madrid easy. I think, I'm going to go 4-1, 3-1. It's going to be easy game for them, in my opinion, bro. Easy.
The only problem is that they're playing at the Stamford Bridge in the first leg.
Okay, so I'm gonna go 4-2 then. 2-2 at Stamford Bridge and then 2-0 at Santiago Bernabeu.
Everyone thinks, for the most part.
Oh, yeah. I'll take face.
The four favorites right here, Napoli, Benfica, Man City, Real Madrid.
Yes.
But this is the beautiful sport of football, bro. Like, there's gonna be an upset. And for me, I think this is the most likely upset. Okay. I don't even have an explanation, bro. It's just fucking this Chelsea tax where in the Champions League, whenever they're doing shit in the season, they somehow pull it out of their ass and just find themselves like almost in the final and end up fucking winning it for whatever reason.
Wait, same with Real Madrid, though. Like, we're shit right now. Like, we're 15 points behind Barcelona. And
that's true, too.
Like, last year, too. Like, we were terrible and we still somehow won the UCL in La Liga this year. I mean, we're going to lose La Liga, but I think we're going to take the UCL. I think everyone is focused on the competition that we're competing for, the Champions League. La Liga, Copa del Rey.
But I think the same thing with Chelsea, though. And you guys always see with a new manager, for some reason, that team will just get a fucking, like, that new manager boost, bro. Well, those, like, beasts for the first couple games. Like, I honestly think, I see Chelsea winning the first leg 3-1.
With the random coach.
What the fuck? I swear to God. I think they're going to win 3-1. And then in the second leg, I see Real Madrid tying it up to 2-0, and then I think Chelsea magically went on penalties.
I like it, though. I like it, Chris.
Wait,
I like
no, it. Because, well, okay, that's okay, because I don't care that you pick Chelsea to win. I just don't know how Chelsea are going to score 3 goals on the best center back in the world, Militao. How?
It's going to happen.
I mean, maybe because of Carvajal, but you have Camavinga playing left back and Camavinga is rapping.
You think of all the players Chelsea have, though? Like, they all been sucking, right? They all been sucking.
Yeah, think about the players they have and think about what they're doing right now for their club.
Chelsea's such an uneventful team. They've only scored 12 goals in all the matches they played in UCL. That's so,
But look where they're at, bro. They're here. They're here in the quarterfinals.
They played Dortmund, though, and Dortmund, we all know what Dortmund be doing, bro. They just got smacked by Bayern again when they were first in the Bundesliga.
Hold on, but there's a but. There's a but here. There's a but, and that but is they've conceded the least out of all of the teams that are in the UCL to this moment. They've only conceded 5 goals
there you
in UCL
go. This time. That's another reason.
That's crazy, man. And I don't know. Benzema, he's Benz. He's big, you know, he's big body Benz. He comes in, he scores, But sometimes Benz has those days where...
I think UCL Benz is a different Benz than everything. I mean, he has 3 goals, like I said, in his last 2 games in the UCL. He didn't play in the group stage. And he's coming off a hat trick and Ramadan Kareem. Come on. Now I've been told, y'all, he's a different breed.
We got Chelsea, me, German, Real Madrid. And what'd you guys have? Diego and Javi?
Madrid.
I unfortunately have Real Madrid.
All right. That's time. Time for the heavy hitters too.
I think this is going to be a cool little game, bro. I think Bayern City. First of all, I'm gonna go off my prediction right away. I think Bayern absolutely fucks them up, bro.
I don't know why I'm about to say this wearing a Bayern jersey, but Man City's going through.
No,
I was actually wrong. I was wrong about the last stat. Chelsea has not conceded the least goals this season. It's been Man City. They've only conceded 3 goals in 8 matches in the UCL.
Chris, who are you going with? Chris, say your prediction. We'll debate. Let's go.
I'm going to go. I think they're going to win it all. I think Pep has all his money on the Champions League. I'm going to go with Man City. Yes. I'm going to go with Man City.
Oh, Bayern. No way.
Bayern's been not as dominant as they usually been, bro. There's a reason it took them until now to finally get first place in the Bundesliga.
They're always like this around this time, though. That's where they were the last 2 years.
It's Bayern, though, bro.
Let's do player by player. I want to start with two names. I want to start with Erling Haaland and Julian Alvarez, bro. That is the key for Manchester City. You know what Manchester City didn't have when they lost against Chelsea? And you know what Manchester City didn't have when... Who did they lose against? Real Madrid? You know what they didn't have? They didn't have Erling Braut Haaland, bro.
But they had him against United and they lost.
It doesn't matter. It's the EPL. UCL is a different fucking beast.
Yeah, we know Man City in the UCL, though. They haven't won it.
Hold on. Let me give you guys a stat right now. Just to show you how crazy Man City are cooking right now. In their last 3 games, 7 goals, 6 goals, and then 4 goals on Liverpool. 17 goals in 3 games.
Madrid did that too, though.
Bro, hey, this is, I mean, we're talking about City with Haaland, bro. This is like a different beast.
Can we all agree beating Liverpool this season does not count for anything because Napoli did it too? That does not count, bro. We know Liverpool and Chelsea are mid-table. They're mid.
I'm just telling you, though. They're firing on all cylinders.
Let me give you my Man City, why they're not going to win it. Yaya Torre. Curse Pep Guardiola. African curse. He's done. That voodoo stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's not a joke. No. Pogba played around with it. You know what happened? He said he wanted to get someone injured, or that's what the media said, but he said he wanted to cure himself. And now what happened to Pogba? He's still injured, bro. That voodoo stuff is real, I'm telling y'all. And Yaya Torre, he said it.
Yeah, and Bayern.
And we know how Man City have been in the Champions League. They choke every time. You can call them Barcelona from England at this point.
Bayern hasn't lost a game, bro. They haven't, like, from looking from my stats right here, they have won every single game.
And look at who they just hired, though. The same manager who carried that Chelsea team that was terrible to the final. How would he not? Well, I don't know because they have to play Real. But Tuchel is a knockout coach.
Bayern has eight games played, 8-1. Napoli has 8-7-1.
Let me go again why they're going to win. What happened when Pep played Chelsea in 2020 up leading up to the UCL final? He lost twice and he lost in the final. 0-3 against Tuchel. Tuchel has Pep's number.
Darryl, when you say Bayern hasn't lost, do you mean UCL?
Yeah, they haven't lost in the UCL.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, who's going to beat Bayern in the UCL? Not Barca. Not
they like had the hardest other. Path to the final, if we're being real. Barcelona, Inter, and Victoria Plus, and I mean, Victoria's Secret, I mean. And then they had to play. Who they play?
I forgot who they played.
PSG. Oh, yeah. Oh, my days. You guys cannot be doing this to Bayern. They have the hardest road to the final, in my opinion.
PSG's bad.
What? You guys were just saying if you had to pick a duo last time we recorded Hot Takes, you said you would pick Mbappe and Messi. You guys said that. You guys are not going to discredit PSG right now because we know they're heavy hitters and they can knock anyone out. But they're like Man City, and that's why I say Man City are going to fall to Bayern Munchen. I got Bayern Munchen winning 3-1.
You think they're going to contain Man City and Erling Haaland to one goal over two games?
Dude, they did it when he was playing for Dortmund, and he has the Man City squad right now, and he did not score against United. Bro, look at what Foden and Mars be doing when they're not on their day. They don't show up. Grealish, yeah. Even worse. What do Man City do when they play bad? Look at De Bruyne. He got knocked out in the World Cup group stage. When they're in a bad mood and they're not clicking, you know Man City are one of the worst clubs in Champions League. Dude, they conceded 2 goals in 5 minutes against Real Madrid to lose.
That's last year, though. That can't apply to this year. This is new.
It
new
applies stuff. Every year because it keeps happening, so I'm going to apply it again. And they're playing Bayern Munich. They're not playing Olympique Lyon, and they lost to them anyways in this quarterfinal. Bro, Man City lose every time. I'm going to take Munich. What's your score, though, Chris? What's your score? Because you said Haaland is going to be a threat.
I'm going... I think this is going to be a very high-scoring affair. I'm going to go...
6-3.
I'm going to go 6-4 over the two legs.
No way, bro. No way.
First leg, I'm going 3-1. For Bayern's home, I'm going to go 3-2 Man City at the Allianz Arena. And then at home, Man City is going to win 3-1.
How many goals will score? Fucking Haaland score?
Out of the six, he'll probably score 4.
Ooh!
That's crazy.
No, dude. Only Ronaldo can do that against Bayern Munich.
Remember this day. It's going to happen, bro. That city's going
through.
There's
no way, bro. I don't think y'all give me credit to, I think, top 3 center backs in the world right now. Dayot Upamecano. He had Mbappe in his back pocket for 2 legs. Same with Messi. They have Kimmich. Dude, Kimmich, when it comes to that dog mentality, he does not care. He straight up was running through the field, pushing Messi to the ground. He's that dog in the defensive midfield position. I just don't see Man City getting through like that the whole game. Bro, I don't see Grealish cooking anyone. I don't see Mahrez cooking anyone. And I simply don't see Haaland bullying up. Oh, my days. Upamecano. My bad.
Manchester City actually going through. So I think it's going to go 3-2-1 in the Allianz. And then we're going to go back to the... Wait, where's the first leg?
Bayern.
2-1 in the Allianz. Bayern wins in the Allianz. 2-1. And then we go back to the Etihad. And then Man City wins 3-1. With Haaland scoring a two-legged hat-trick, which means a hat-trick at each leg. A goal in, like, the Allianz and then 2 goals in...
Me and Javi both have City then.
I got Bayern easy, bro.
Not easy. Even if it is Bayern, let's say it's Bayern, it's not easy. There's no way it's easy.
We'll see who's right, though. Bayern
last year had a better squad and were eliminated by Villarreal. This year, Man City is even better. They added Haaland. Bayern lost Lewandowski. Man City added Haaland, bro. Keep that in mind.
Erling Braut Haaland, bro.
But they're second in the Premier League, and last year they won it without him.
Well, it's not my fault.
This is the worst Premier League of all time, and they're in second place.
Hey, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Chelsea and Liverpool are mid-table, and Brighton are in Europa League spots.
They're trash.
Oh, wait, shout out to Brighton, though, because they're trying to sign Santi Jimenez. I don't know about Pepe, but they're trying to sign Santi. And Benfica.
Man's just trying to discredit Mikel Arteta right now, bro. I'm not going to stand for that.
Dude, we all know this is the worst Premier League of all time.
Just wait on it, boys. Just wait on
it. Dude, United have 1 point less than what they had last season, and they're in fourth place.
Well, just because those teams are shit does not make...
Dude, the team at the top lost to Sporting in the round of 16 of the Europa League.
Well, that's Arsenal. I mean, you're not going to expect them to go back to winning everything.
They're not going
to
win the Prem. But anyways, now we can...
How are they not going to win the Prem? Oh, my God.
Let's go through their games. Let's go through their final games.
Yeah, let's actually go through their final game.
Before we move on to that, we got to name who were your 4 teams then. My teams were Napoli, Benfica, Chelsea, and Man City.
Mine were Napoli, Inter, Bayern, and Real Madrid.
I got Napoli, Benfica, Real, Bayern. But can we all agree a football heritage semifinals would be amazing? Inter Milan, AC Milan, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich. That would be the best outcome, I think.
I want an underdog story. I'm tired of seeing the same fucking dudes lift up the same.
The left side is all underdogs, in my opinion.
They are.
No, because what? AC Milan has seven UCL titles.
But they haven't won it in 16, 17 years, brother.
But I want to see Napoli, bro. Naples, a true, like...
I love Naples, bro. They be hanging up jerseys everywhere. Chucky Lozano, Osimhen mask, Osimhen cakes. Osimhen everywhere.
Whoa, what do you mean Osimhen cakes, bro? Pause.
Oh my god. Yeah, bro. I swear. Right. It's just guys, bro.
I got Benfica. I got No, it's because I said Osimhen cakes, bro. I don't know what that means.
Osimhen.
Hold on. Napoli, Benfica, Real, and Man City.
Now we gotta do the UCL quarterfinal best 11 with those eight teams we just talked about. We got to start with the goalkeeper position.
I think this is pretty straightforward. I mean, if there's any goalie in the world that I trust in the Champions League, even though I think he's going to lose, I'm going to go with Courtois.
Yeah.
I think there's two options, actually. Mike Maignan.
Yeah, he's not proven, though. He's not proven in the UCL like Courtois. Like, Courtois's done it. Been there, done that.
That is true. So I'm going to have to go with Courtois as well. But if anyone says Ederson, we're going to have a problem.
I mean, Mike Maignan has been pretty crazy.
Yes, bro. Every time I watch him play, he'd be doing some crazy saves. When they played Salernitana, he straight up took it from the striker's foot and started dribbling.
But German, you're gonna have to go crazy because Man City's only conceded three goals, so it has to be Ederson.
Ederson should have been red carded. He shouldn't even be playing the first leg, bro. He took out Leipzig. That's why Leipzig lost 7-0 because Ederson didn't get a red card for taking out the player when he was through on goal.
But the stats speak for themselves.
No, dude, it's because Man City have a good defense. If you shoot on Ederson on target, it's a free goal.
I'm staying with Ederson.
It's 3-1. We're going to have to go with Courtois, bro. It's 3-1.
I just said no one pick Ederson, and this man picked Ederson. Bro, you could put me in goal, and I would save it instead. I'd save it with my face. Ederson, you shoot at him, bro. Dude, that's a free goal. No, stop with this pause. Stuff.
All right, let's go. Right back.
Carvajal. No, I'm kidding.
No, my miss, bro. I was about to say, what the fuck?
Right back. This is a little tougher.
Right back is kind of tough. I feel like each team has like right back. Not really like crazy.
There's De Lorenzo.
Is Joao Cancelo even playing for Bayern right now? Like, we could say him.
He's on the bench.
Yeah, he's on the bench, huh?
It might be Benjamin Pavard. Oh, does he play right center back?
He said in an interview, too. He's like, I like Nagelsmann because he said he would play me at right center back, and that's where I wanted to play.
What about?
So, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm going to have to go with De Lorenzo, an underrated pick.
Who's Inter's right back? Dumfries.
And then Milan is Calabria, or not even Sergiño Dest. That man got sent to the trenches again, bro. In Barcelona, he was training in the trenches. Same with Milan. You don't even call him up anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
And you heard him. He was all like, hey, bro, I don't want to go to the Bundesliga. Who are you to say where you can go? You flopped in two top five leagues. Come on. Now, if Union Berlin were calling for me a Europa League team, I'd go.
I'm going to go to Di Lorenzo, too. I mean, when healthy, Reece James, he could play anywhere, really. Play center back, right wing back, whatever. Is he healthy? I don't even know if he is.
Yeah, actually, we're throwing Reece.
That's a good... Is he playing, though? Is he back?
He's been playing. He's back. The thing is, he's been playing bad with Potter, but we'll see how he plays now because we know...
He's more like a right mid
kind of, too. But I like him, though, because, bro, he can attack, defend.
No, he's good.
I've always said he's better than Trent at everything.
I'm going to Di Lorenzo.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go fucking also with, what's his face? Reece James. Yeah, even though he's a right wing back, bro.
Reece's pieces.
We got Courtois, Di Lorenzo.
Reece James is 3-1.
Oh, it's 3-1?
Yeah, 3-1 again.
What the fuck?
Say what your pick, bro. It don't matter. We're just going through each position, and then people are gonna be seeing. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to stick with yours, like Ederson and stuff, go ahead.
Hey, want to go to left back or you want to go through center backs?
Let's go left back.
I'm gonna go Theo Hernandez from Milan. I think it's a safe answer. I think he's good.
I'm gonna go with Davies. Give me Alfonso.
Ooh, Davies is a good pick too.
Even though he was at fault for them getting eliminated last time in the UCL against Villarreal, he gave up that goal. But
dude, when we go through the left backs, they're kind of mediocre too. Chilwell, Cucurella, Camavinga's not even a left back. Mendy's injured.
Yes, it's crazy.
So I'm going to have to go with Alphonso Davies, the man who actually won the competition over Theo.
So Davies, we'll just all agree. I go Theo, but we're majority Davies. Not bad.
He's heartbroken. You know, he has that feel, bro. I know,
bro.
His ex straight up hooked up with another guy 1 week after they broke up.
That's just crazy, bro.
He's on demon timing now. He's going to beast it up against City. Right center back.
Militao?
Eder Militao. The best center back in the world in my eyes.
We'll go with Militao.
Militao. I think that was pretty easy.
I was thinking Upamecano, you were saying earlier, but I'm going to go with, I think Militao's safer back.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Upamecano too.
Upamecano's valid. It's just, I like Militao. I love both of them. They're top three.
Left center back. I don't know. Does Kim play left center back or does he play right?
You have to put in Kim, bro. It has to be Kim.
What?
Kim's been one of the best in the world, bro.
I think it's Kim. For me, it's Kim.
There's a lot of options, bro. I don't know if we can just say Kim I think like
Napoli,
that.
Like, they've been one of the best teams in the world, and he's one of the reasons why, bro.
You're not wrong, but it's just I don't know if he goes over these center backs. Like, if you were to make a squad...
It's Ruben Dias, bro.
Ruben Dias.
He does play left, huh?
I think Ruben Dias over Rudiger, Kim, and Tomori.
I think it's Ruben Dias.
Tomori, too. Wait, he doesn't play right?
No, I think he's left center back. Yeah, then who else you got? For Chelsea, you got Thiago Silva. Yeah, I'm going to take Ruben Dias.
So two Kims, two Dias. It really just...
Toss up. We'll put both.
Yeah, it's a little toss up.
Shout out to Kim, though. That's why everyone wants him in the Premier League.
We'll go CDM, center mid, Cam.
Nah, two center mids.
Two center mids?
4-4-2.
Oh, 4-4-2? Okay.
Well, the one that has to be a lock for everyone, even though no one lets him talk, KDB.
KDB? Yeah.
Let me talk!
He's been one of the best midfielder in the Prem for the last couple of years, bro. And then
in the world, probably.
In the world, bro. It's KDB, bro.
Mid position is so tough.
It's really just a toss up. Depends what type of player.
We're all gonna have different picks. I think I'm gonna have to go with the OG.
Modric. Yeah, that's a good pick. I think if we're gonna go for an attacking midfielder, I think I'm gonna go for Kimmich. Because, you know, we got to get attacking and defending. You know?
Yeah, same. I'm gonna go with Kimmich. Since we already have De Bruyne, who's kind of a little more advanced. He does both now, but a little more advanced.
I'll do Kimmich.
We'll just say Kimmich because he, you know, always owns Messi as well. But left mid.
There's two.
Maradona for me, there's bro. Maradona has to be.
Wait, why though? Why over
Vinny? What do you mean why? Fucking, come on. Napoli before this guy was not a title-winning team. They were in a UCL team. This guy comes in. All of a sudden, this team is going to, like, the best team in Europe, but going for a double.
Think of it. Let me put it for you guys. Napoli before this team was Pumas, bro.
Okay, bro. You ain't have to throw that diss like that, too. Come on now. But we're not going to discredit the UCL winner, the UCL goal scorer in the final, Vinny.
But we're talking about this season, bro.
That's a final. This is UCL quarterfinals.
Dude, I think Vinny's the only winger competing with strikers in top five when it comes to goals and assists in the UCL. I'm going to throw Vinny at left mid. He scored the winner in the final against Liverpool, and he's been cooking this year in the UCL too. I know he's been... No, he's not even been mid in La Liga, bro. Real Madrid has just been mid. Vinny's been cooking. I like Covaradona too. It's just he has to play left mid, so I'm going to take Vinny over him.
That's wild.
How was that wild? You just said if he won the UCL and the Serie A... In the last podcast, he wouldn't win the Ballon d'Or. So you're saying if you're going to pick him over Vinny, would he win the Ballon d'Or if he wins the competition?
And he wins Serie A, maybe. I don't know, maybe.
No, bro. Vinny has to be the left man. We're not putting Cavaradona.
I want to put that food too. I can't say his name, bro. I can never say
that. Kvaratskhelia.
Kvaratskhelia. He's going to play for Madrid because of Guti, but I don't take him over Vinny right now.
I'm going to take him, bro. Just how Chris said, he's just been carrying Napoli, bro.
That ass.
No, but this that man, Vinny, scored in the UCL final at the age of 21, 22. Come on.
It's okay, though.
Right mid.
There's
Mahrez.
I'm putting Chucky, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Oh, my. I'm kidding.
Oh, who can we put? Really?
Like Chelsea's attackers, garbage for this year.
Oh, Rodrigo. I'm putting Rodrigo.
Oh, yeah. Man, that was a bench player, though.
No, actually, you know what? You know, he's...
Like, he's coming off the bench. Yeah,
on. But I'm going to throw Vinny at right mid. Or I'm going to throw Covaradona at right mid. And I'm going to put Vinny at left mid.
That's cheating.
I take Covaradona over Mahrez, Bernardo Silva... Bayern have who? Gnabry. I'll take him over him too.
Sadio Mane?
Sadio Mane is a nine. I'm telling you, Vinny left mid, Kvaradona right mid. You have the
can,
best.
Can we even do that though?
Yeah,
can we
bro,
even do
who
that?
Cares?
If we can do that, then we'll do that. But
bro, I saw UEFA put four attackers in their team of the year. We can put a left mid at right mid. If they can do a left wing, right wing, and two strikers, we can do left mid and right mid.
If that's the case, then obviously my wingers would be Maradona and Vinny too.
If that's the case, then I think we all had to agree that's the fucking
wingers. Dude, because I look at the right mids and Rodrigo doesn't start, even though I think he's a baller. And then you have Mars and them, and they're, you know, they're okay. But I'd rather take Maradona, so I have to put him at right mid.
So that does everyone agree to that? Javi, you good with that?
We can do that.
That's a valid squad right now, but two nines.
Strikers.
Haaland.
I have mine already.
Haaland has to be striker. Haaland, no question.
I already know Germans aren't going to like this. It's Haaland and it's Osimhen. It's not Benzema. It's Osimhen.
Wait, did you say João Mario?
Oh, you mean for right mid or what are you talking about?
No. Javi put João Mario as striker when that was a mid.
you mean Ramos. Goncalo Ramos.
I think it's Haaland. It's Haaland and Osimhen.
I think it's Haaland and Benzema.
You're going to tell me that arguably the best player, maybe the second best player and top goal scorer for the best team in Europe this season is not getting into this 11. Osimhen has to be in the team over Benzema. This season has to be in it.
If you were to pick a striker to win you a game in the UCL quarterfinal, who would you pick?
I'm picking Osimhen. Right now, I'm going to pick Osimhen. I think he's a better player.
No, bro. Chris, what are you saying, my brother?
It's Giroud and Haaland, bro. Giroud and Osimhen have the same amount of goals in UCL.
Oh, this got even crazier.
What the fuck?
Where did Giroud come from?
Bro, he has the same goals as Osimhen in UCL.
Osimhen over Benzema? I still don't know, because if I were to pick a striker to win the game, I'd have to go with Benzema. And Benzema has three goals and one assist heading into this round of 16 game. Or I mean quarterfinal game.
I think that Kvaratskhelia, whatever his name is, and Osimhen partnership, if we're going to put him, hey, bro.
I'm gonna disagree with Chris. Haaland and Osimhen. That's it.
Nah, bro. You got Giroud, bro. You got Giroud.
You got Giroud.
Olivier Giroud. Even though he's not a bad pick, he is the top goal scorer in French history and over Benzema, and he has a World Cup, and Benzema doesn't. But if I were to pick a striker to go and win the game, I'd pick Benzema. He has what, five UCLs? Osimhen. I mean, he is clicking with Kvaratskhelia. But I think Benzema is going to be my pick. It's because I think Ramadan Kareem is just different, dude. Mythical players, huh? Ramadan Osimhen, Ramadan Kareem. Mythical athletes.
And that is officially...
That's our lineup. We got to do hot takes.
This is hot takes. The hotter the take, the hotter chili we got to eat. Vamonos.
All right, hot takes. You guys already know. Don't need to explain it. I'm going to just jump right into this shit. Oh, sorry for my French. Erling Braut Haaland will finish this season, this UCL season, as top goal scorer for the tournament and champion, UCL champion.
So Man City gets the Champions League after years of spending hella money and not winning at all.
Erling Haaland is the key.
Bro, I don't even think that's a hot take, though. Everyone's been saying that.
What's the celebration? Is it this? Or is it...
Haaland's is like
yeah, this. Yeah, like, it's like right? This. He goes like this or some shit. Remember when people memed them about it, or when PSG
did it?
PSG, that shit was crazy.
I would say that's a jalapeno take.
I say that's a Takis take.
Yeah, Takis.
Chris, your hot take?
I'm gonna go with not UCL, but it's in Europe. Arsenal. I know you guys are enjoying your little 8-point gap and whatnot. Okay. You guys think you won the Premier League in April? The Premier League, the league is not over yet, and you're not gonna win the league. That's my hot take. Arsenal is not going to win the Premier League this season. They're going to bottle. Let me give you some knowledge real quick.
Okay.
Over their next six games, they have to go to Anfield, Liverpool. We already know Liverpool at home is almost
as Liverpool.
Oh, no, not this season. Yeah, we saw Real Madrid did to them at Anfield.
Arsenal hasn't won there in like, I don't know how many years, bro. Like, Arsenal's not going to go into Liverpool and win the game. That's already points dropped. Then they had to play Man City at the Etihad. Then they had to play Chelsea, who were just getting a new coach. You never know. That could boost. They had Chelsea have the ballers, bro. They just don't have the coach, didn't have the system to like kind of put it all together. But if all those guys click, that's another tough game. And then they had to travel to Newcastle, the third best team in the league. You have at Man City, at Newcastle versus Chelsea, at Anfield. I just see points fucking getting
and
dropped.
And then they
like
got
crazy.
Brighton after like, Newcastle.
Exactly, bro. I think Arsenal's such a young team and Arteta's such a young manager. If things starts going bad, I think it's going to all start kind of crashing down, bro. I don't think they're mentally all there. I think Pep is a motivator. I think Man City right now, they're down 8 points, but they have one game in hand. Don't get that. Don't bring that to five. They're going to win a game. Bring it to five. This weekend, Arsenal is losing to Liverpool, and Man City is going to win. Now, the point gap after this weekend is going to be 2 points. Arsenal's going to bottle it, bro. They're going to bottle it. They're going to feel the pressure. Man City's
winning.
Their
last game is against Wolverhampton. So Raul Jimenez will finally wake up and score after 1 year and something days and baptize Arsenal.
Crazy.
No, I'm just kidding. I got Arsenal winning the Prem. I don't know.
Yeah, I got Arsenal winning it, bro. Yeah, honestly.
So this is coming from the man who said Diego Lainez was going to ball out in Tigres.
Oh. So.
And this is the man who just said that Joao Mario and
fine. But Arsenal's winning the Prem, and there's no other that's mathematically probable that they win the Prem. I'm not going to argue against the vibes and the vibes at Anfield and the vibes at Chelsea after they get a new coach. Vibes, and you sounded like the USMNT right now, that Alex Roldan is there for the vibes. And
just watch, bro. Just watch.
I'm gonna base this off of mathematics, and the math says Arsenal wins the Prem.
So my hot take, hear me out. If Barcelona would have qualified to the next round in the Champions League instead of Inter, right? They would have won the UCL. And that's a fact. But hear me out. They would have taken Inter spot. They're going to go against Benfica. That's an easy fucking game. Then they're going to go out there and fucking against Napoli and Milan. Bro, Barcelona is clear of how many points in the fucking in the league right now? Like 15 or some shit? Bro, they would have easily beat Milan and Napoli. Let's be honest. They would have gone to the final, face Real Madrid, and beaten them. Easy.
Bro, what do you mean easy? What you say easy? Bro,
they would have done it.
Hold up, brother. La Liga is different from the UCL. Look at Madrid. Barcelona have not won the UCL since MSN in 2015, and they only won it once with MSN, and they were there for like 3 years together. So you're telling me Barcelona are going to win the UCL after you've seen what happened at Rome? You saw what happened in Rome. You saw what happened in Rome. You saw what happened in Anfield. You saw what happened against PSG. You saw what happened against Juventus. You saw what happened every single year with Barcelona in the UCL. They haven't made it out of the group stage in 2 years. Why would they win the competition if they haven't? Dude, they got knocked out of Europa League. If they can't win Europa League, how are they going to win the UCL?
Bro, didn't they just lose to Benfica, a much weaker Benfica, last time around, last year in the group stage? Didn't they get kicked out by Benfica?
Oh, you did. So why would they beat them now when they have Gonzalo Ramos and Antonio Silva?
Yeah, but it's a much different Barcelona. If you look at
it's also a much different Benfica. That's important.
But if you look at, I think when Koeman had the team, right? Koeman had it last time, bro. We had Sergiño Dest starting at right wing, bro. We had Sergiño Dest starting at right wing. Look at the team now. Xavi has revitalized the whole Barcelona team, bro. He would have done it.
Dude, Barcelona fans are desperate, huh, for UCL, brother.
Yeah, that would have been two habaneros.
Yeah, that would have been that. That's insane. But this one may be insane, too. I'm going to say it again, but I'm going to increase it. Real Madrid will reach 20-plus UCLs before another club hits 10.
Oh. How much do they have that?
They need six more.
Six more. They have 14.
Milan have 7, I believe.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. It's not a crazy take, but I don't think it'll happen.
Okay, so let's go through them. Madrid needs 6 UCLs to reach 20. Milan, Liverpool, and Bayern have 7 and below. But Barcelona have 5. So if Barcelona would have to win 5 because I think they and them and Bayern have the highest chance to reach Real Madrid. But I don't think that's going to happen, dude. Real Madrid are going to win 6 before anyone reaches 10. They're going to win 6 more.
If they get Haaland and maybe Mbappe too, or Maradona, you never know.
That's true. Madrid has crazy pull when it comes to
We've been linked with everyone. Bro. Bellingham, Mbappe, Haaland. We don't sign anyone. Florentino's washed.
Especially nowadays, bro. Money talks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make another bold prediction. What would we call a take? Money talks, right? The richest team in the world now is Newcastle. I think Newcastle's going to win a Champions League before Arsenal. That's another hot take. Arsenal's never won it. I think Newcastle's going to win it before then. If Man City doesn't win it this year, I could see Newcastle winning it before Man City.
Oh, I have another hot take too. That's a hot take. Messi can do it outside of Barcelona.
Nah.
That's proven, though. That's already
proven. What do you mean, Diego?
Argentina. He just won a World Cup with Argentina. That's outside of Barcelona.
That's not with just Argentina. We know.
No, it would have been crazy. No, if Messi would have left Barcelona a week before, he would have signed to Manchester City. Instead of Man City would have signed Messi instead of Grealish for $100 million. Messi would have won a Prem. he would have, and he would have done something in the Champions League with Man City, and that's a fact.
But Messi hasn't done anything in the UCL since 2015.
You know, imagine De Bruyne, Messi, Haaland right now. That's
what I'm saying. But like I said, Messi got knocked out in Rome, France, Italy, again, Juventus, Torino, whatever you like to call it. He's been knocked out by basically everyone owned by Bayern Munich. He simply can't do it outside of Barcelona. You throw him into the Prem, he's going to get eaten alive. You throw him into League One, he has six goals.
Ronaldo can't do it in Saudi Arabia, bro.
He has more goals than Messi had in his first season, and Messi had like 40 games to play in League One. League One shouldn't even be top five. Let's be real. League One should be below the Eredivisie and the Portuguese League when it comes to ranking, because they couldn't even beat Benfica, who tops the Portuguese League. Messi couldn't do it in France with the super team built around him. Now everyone is saying they were saying Messi wasn't the problem at Barcelona. Now they're saying he wasn't the problem at PSG and they want him back at Barcelona. So who's the problem? It's not PSG. They spent hella money to build the squad around Messi and Mbappe and Neymar. Barcelona, they did the same.
That's the thing. They have too much star power, though. That's the thing.
They should have thought about that when they were building a squad. No, because they just have all the superpower. And everyone thought they were like, oh, they're going to win three UCLs back-to-back like Real Madrid. And they couldn't. They couldn't even make it to the final. Ow!
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear any of this, but we reached our time limit.
Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys download the podcast, rate the podcast, follow us on all our socials, at Football Asada.
Yes, those USMNT jerseys are fucking ugly, the new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes, follow us, Football Asada, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can find us anywhere.
Let us know your predictions, too.
Go on our YouTube comments. Let us know who you guys are fucking with. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you consume your audio content and video on YouTube, you already know. Thank you, guys.
See you guys. See ya.
We'll see you next week with more Football Asada. Make sure you guys subscribe and follow us at Cabra FC and CabraSportsHQ.com.